We're looking at Bible prophecy about the gospel of Christ tonight. Bible prophecy about the gospel of Christ. Now, the gospel, of course, is the very important message which must be preached by the church, by the people of God. And the church, as we're going to find out tonight, must preach this, because it's by that means that people get saved. Now, there's quite a lot of Bible prophecy related to the gospel and what's going to happen in the future. We're going to touch on some of that tonight, although there's much more we could touch on. It obviously is an area that touches on a lot of other areas of prophecy, such as the conversion of Israel, and we know that that's a future thing. I am going to touch a little bit on that prophecy as well. First of all, we have to understand that there is a need for the gospel to be preached. The fall of man is quite clear in Scripture. The Bible tells us that everything that God created at the beginning was good, and God put a commandment in place to Adam and Eve, and that commandment was disobeyed by them. In Genesis 2 verse 17, this is the commandment that God said if they violated it would be there would be a dire consequence that would happen. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. So it's a very clear violation. Doesn't mean they can't touch it. Obviously they had to tend the plants in the garden. They were told to do that. But they could not eat of it. And it says, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Scripturally, we know that the curse came in at that time when men disobeyed that. And, of course, physical death started. It took them many years to eventually physically die. But spiritually, and the word death we know means separation, not extinction, spiritually they were separated by sin from God. And it's through disobedience man was cut off from the life of God. And so death and the curse came into creation through sin. Man then had a sinful nature. So the gospel is God's solution to sin. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 1 to 4 tells us quite clearly, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So we see that Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel. And notice it says there, by which also ye are saved. So it's by the gospel people are saved. The good news that Christ took our place. He became a curse for us. And of course that means that we didn't have to bear our sins. We don't have to now go through the consequences of what sin leads to. The wages of sin is death. But now we can be made free from sin, the word of God tells us. And it's through what the Lord Jesus Christ has done. We have the gift of eternal life. He was buried and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So very clearly the gospel is linked to historical events. And of course the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he was God manifest in the flesh. And it's very clear that the Bible says also God purchased the church with his own blood. So it was a unique event in history for the Lord Jesus Christ to come and his life and ministry, then die on the cross for us, and was buried and rose again the third day. So the gospel is God's solution to sin. And Galatians 3:13 says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Being made a curse for us. We should keep that in mind, that he was made a curse for us. He took the curse. That means everything that sin brought with it for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And of course, he died on the cross, and we preach the cross of Christ. We mentioned this scripture before, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And John 3:16 says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, but he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So clearly the gospel is very, very important to deal with the wrath of God on sin, because if people do not respond to the Lord Jesus Christ, if they don't believe, as it says there, believe on the Son, if they don't receive the gift of God through the Lord Jesus Christ, then they are in great danger of eternal damnation. So there was a particular gospel that Jesus preached, and of course we know that he was the greatest preacher this planet has ever seen, and he preached everywhere he went. The Bible says in Matthew 4 verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, notice the word teaching, keep this in mind because we're going to touch on teaching in a minute, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. So we see in the preaching of the gospel, is the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom, that God is opening a way for people to come into the kingdom of God, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was teaching associated with the preaching, and there was healing as well. The Word of God talks about signs following the preaching, the word that's preached. It's very important to understand that when we're preaching the gospel, we're preaching the power of God. If people will believe, the Bible tells us that. Let's turn to it. If you've got your Bible, turn to it in Romans 1, verse 16. It's important for us to take hold of this, because the gospel has indeed been watered down to the extent that some people say, well, all you have to do is say a prayer and you'll go to heaven. Well, it's believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel has power associated with it. It has power to deal with the curse associated with sin. And Romans 1 verse 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And what was that gospel that Jesus preached? The gospel of the kingdom, obviously. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. So notice it says in verse 16, the gospel of Christ, for it, what's that it referring to? The gospel of Christ.